Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now. Juggling right on reach. Bringing Douglas River goals, picking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness of bitches in the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas River goals, picking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness of bitches in the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correct shit, my shit's raw, no protection. This is KRR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, walls for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. There's a teenage girls, I'm throwing pistols. Horror is losing, and I'm trying to spread the message to more. And it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through this rainstorm, flashing colors, chopping long term. I'm doing nothing, watch me fucking fuck on it. It's like a fucking repercussion. Wickedness of witches, with the wicked shit. Wicked bridges, no conditions, how the fuck? We be living, yeah, it's not so deep, man. With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit from my jaws alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and Ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we faked in. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shanks on style, we consume it on them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Regular ride a radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hatin' bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We draw no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringin' doggers where I'm goin', spittin' for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness of witches and the zombies eatin' off your dick. We twistin' in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringin' doggers where I'm goin', spittin' for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness of witches and the zombies eatin' off your dick. Twistin' in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Woo-hoo. Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio. I'm your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Ghetto G, will be joining us whenever.
What's going on, Demon? But, guess for the meantime, we'll just go to track. Let's see what the play here. Wasn't disturbed.
Away.
And we are back. Now, up next, Isham.
Trying to get you near, that's why I kill her here. You looking at me weird, cause there's a hater in your ear. They only hate it when I'm near, because they fade and disappear. We bout to bar out, star out, I have them put a car out. I'm trying to be with you until it's deep into tomorrow. Your man ain't hit no switches, so we mad and hitting bitches. But you better than beginners, give me head up on these spinners. See you standing with that fairy, ain't no way to hear your man, boo. Trying to understand you, open up and let the man through. I'm handing you the XO and he wouldn't got you pop. When it's gonna stop, come on, let's hit the spot and make the car hot. Let's go to Puerto Rico, or we can go and freak up. I'm beaming light, shining out your stereo. Cause we're fucking secret places, only we will know. Rubbing faces, moving slow, let's pick the pace up and let's go.
I wanna know, are you true? Can you woo 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 woo? They don't thug it like I do. Can you woo 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 woo? I wanna know, are you true? Can you woo 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 woo? They don't run this like we do. Can you woo woo woo?
Trust me, trust me. I know her, man. It's gonna go down. Just be cool, be cool.
She's talking about shit.
Trust me.
All right, look, then I'm gonna go in there. I'm just gonna start freaking that bitch down and blowing her.
She ain't gonna say shit. Why? Damn, Tina, you look mighty comfortable laying there naked. You mind if I go ahead and pull my dick out?
Oh, no. Hell no.
You like that?
I like to get my face busted. That really gets me going. And I like what he does, what he's doing to it now.
All types of pussy rubbing and shit. What the fuck I'm supposed to do? Man, come on, man.
Okay, watch out. This is my hookup. This is my hookup, man.
Let me, man.
Get your ass. Come on.
Wait.
Let me, this is my shit.
Come on, man. Let me hit
fuck you first.
Shut up. What I need is this cock in my ass.
Just fuck, I hit you till you bleed, and we can just blame it on the weed, little freak, sucking me off, making my knees weak, rubbing my nuts when I come, making my voice tweak, she makes me feel like a champion, late night, when I call, she knows what's happening, I got a box of condoms and a mind full of tricks, a freak just for fucking in my balls and my dick, get it started, legs parted, I hit it so hard the pussy farted, and now it's time to and then she shoved it in her mouth. It felt like I came from down south. Know about it. Pussy pleasing's just a part of the game. You gotta bang it till it falls right off. I do the same. Rub my dick in cocaine. It freaks some nasty shit. It ain't the same without the pain. Bring the flavor, bitch. 2-1-1's not a problem. So you can bring your girl. And I can get the best of both worlds. Fuck it till I hurl. Toes fell off. Fuck a curl. She kept nibbling my nuts. On her back, fucking her friend in the face until her jaw snaps. Oh shit, I can see her sucking on her tits and I can't help but notice four fingers in the clit. She's a pro. I thought I saw her pussy glow. It could have been the sweat in my eyes. I don't know for sure. This freaks the shit, but loving dick is sick. But man, I love that fat bitch.
She ain't afraid to admit she likes dick, and she ain't afraid to admit she likes a pussy lick.
Get my dick a suck. You like it rough? I can feel my shit swelling and expanding. A one-way trip down south, a crash landing right in your pink bun. I get the job done. Daddy was a pistol and I'm a son of a gun. As I shoot my load on your chest and titties, gotta get my shit. We off to the next city. Go a long way just so I can grind ya. Got enough dick for Miss McCarthy and the 50 single hoes behind ya. A sidewinder, never like the old timer. Keeping hoes properly works like Jane Fonda. My anaconda's got a mushroom cap and an immense craving for your pussy cat. Keep it moving like that. My dick is hard as steel and I'ma freak that ass with some more sex appeal. Tell me how it feel when I push it all in. Eyes rolling it back in your head and you start to grin. If sex was a sin, then a wicked bitch you be with creepy ass titties and an eerie ass pussy. So ride my broomstick until you hear me come and school me on the methods of your peak fun. Yeah.
She ain't afraid to admit she likes dick, and she ain't afraid to admit she likes a pussy lick. She ain't afraid to let me fuck her in the ass.
Check it out, I don't give a fuck. I like to get skinned. I don't know about you motherfuckers, but yo, I like them big. I don't give a fuck what. I like them skinny, bald, retarded, crippled, spines on the back. I don't give no fuck. 800 pound bitch, come here, sweetie. I'ma fucking tell you shit tonight. Pass that shit. Know what I'm saying? into a Boston crab and go to work, you know what I'm saying? Fuck that shit. I ain't no fucking fag like that. I like them stubbly so there's whiskers pick on my balls when they suck my dick. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. What? Bring it up.
She ain't afraid to admit she like dick. And she ain't afraid to admit she like the pussy lick. She ain't afraid to let me fuck her in the ass.
Alright, y'all, next up, next. Five Finger Death Punch, Cradle to the Grave.
The blood that runs within my veins.
The blood that runs within my veins.
stole this country from one race without a second glance, and then enslaved another race and forced them to harvest the land. Perhaps it's bad karma from the founding forefathers. This could be the cause of our problems that's coming back to haunt us. Our current state is tainted with AIDS and inflation and other heinous things that plague this overpopulated nation. Living in fear of terror is leaving us clearly scared of our mirrored reflections, appealing to beasts and nightmares. Before we all perish, can we get along and bear it? Can we resolve and evolve from all the wrong we did inherit? Or is it too late, just accepting our true fate, never learning from the past mistakes while sending ourselves to a doomsday? Doomsday. Driving us all bananas. We care more about the brands we wear instead of being aware of the issues that affects us. Constitution that protects us. Misdirection so infectious. Petty things that keeps us separate. It is now obvious. We are Illuminati zombies surrounding the television. Hypnotized, embodied, submerged in commercialism. Perturbed by these euphemisms. Disturbing these organisms. Consumed with consumerism. It's a never-ending cycle. And we seem to feel entitled to treat each other quite spitefully. Social media idols and divas. Attention-seeking heathens. What a tangled web we're weaving, total state of disbelieving. Toward the edge we keep proceeding, keep proceeding, keep proceeding. On the blood paved road. Thinking about the consequence, everything we've ever known, all the injustice we've shown, seems to me we have not grown. It's still there in undertones, daily life, look around you, this ain't right. They just fight you with their lies to entice you, hope you bite, then indict you. It's so sad, but it's the truth. I wish this plague could call the truce, matter of time before we lose, and then we all hang from the noose.
Cut it out, coupons, nigga, we wild.
Now I'm laying down to sleep, I pray
Yeah. Yo niggas big, my niggas rock. I kick star like a piston and I pissed on your bitch like an alcoholic. In this war you will lose it fast. Don't piss me off, don't even start. You done lost your mind, you done cracked your noose. You better pray to God, nigga, get off that booty.
We holding the pain with a nigga tryna blow up too. Name whole weight like Zeta Cartel. He kills over there on Ocean View. Fuck your mouth, nigga, we ain't never been the same. Cause a nigga ain't nothing like you. Get stupid doodle dumb like Mac Dre. Bring out some Mac 10 and victimize your crew.
In this bitch.
I'ma split your brain.
I'ma
come up in this motherfucker with a machete. You about to feel the pain.
I'm
a nightmare when I'm flipping. If I didn't care, pull a bitch here. When I'm ripping a bitch and I fuck until I get there. Ain't nobody seen nothing like me in light years. And my peers are the devil and the motherfucking fallen angels. Talking shit. And I leave but stains on the range, bitch. Better watch your back. I'ma come for you. Better believe I'm the reason a nightmare's coming true.
Not the best hoes, if not the best hoe I ever had. What she would do is like little shit that I like done. having my joint rolled and ready.
Yeah, rolling ready, packed and loaded, now it's time to smoke. And talk about my stoner bitch, cause man, she ain't no joke. Let's get it straight, don't let her ever hear you call her bitch. It's like the lights from on and off, a rattle to a switch. I got a fine lady, loves to blaze and sip some wine and lay up on the couch with me when it's getting close to game time. My stoner lady, bad as fuck, and yeah, she likes to fuck. Like Sammy loves it when I'm digging deep inside her guts. No macaroni and cheese, please, she'll hit the store. If we out on leave, then she's out the door to make a score. She be the love of my life, I know she's down to ride. My stoner baby, maybe someday be my stoner wife.
I need a stoner bitch. Some men that want a girl who got a nice face, big ass titties and a slim ass waist. Some men that want a girl who they know can cook and clean, take care of the kids and hook a steak up in between. Some men that want a girl who can be a freaking band, suck a good dick and put their legs behind their head. But me, I want a stoner bitch who always got a blunt, the type of girl who let her smoke with skills and roll a gun.
I need a stoner bitch. I need a stoner bitch.
My stoner bitch got ass for days, the munchies make a dick. She helped me grow my plants and she knows a couple tricks. The type of bitch you never snitch, and quick to lot of spit. The type of bitch you taking trips to help me sell my shit. My girl, she got a green thumb and run my greenhouse. She picking up my pound and she dropping down south. Your girl is kind of bougie, no more smoking with your spouse. She got you watching over while you cuddle on this couch. But me, I'm saying fuck a bitch unless she wanna smoke. Tell a couple funny jokes while she takes another toke. Some girls will take a cherry stem and tie with their tongue. My girl will roll another blunt and smoke it till it's done. Your bitch is in the kitchen with some chicken shake and bake. My bitch, she take a bong, hits the love to wake and bake. Cause I'm a stoner, you a stoner, she's a stoner too. And I'm in love with stoner bitches just like you.
I need a stoner bitch.
And we're back. That is just me. We're going to go with a few tracks. Well, you know, long tracks anyways. So here we go, Tech N9ne, Strangulation Cypher.
Tech N9ne?
Smashes the masses, but the industry is hating asses.
Strange days, when your favorite rapper's popping, but is he on top of something you can't gauge? Especially when he's topping the charts and you see me, K. Lamar, and Macklemore sharing the same stage. I'm the nigga all these artists look up to. Defatech has been the hardest to bust through, but I keep my fans fainting like Klux do. You don't like how we living? Well,
I dominate your conglomerate. What a meaning I can accommodate. It'll be a non-debate coming up against Aaron the Great. So many got arms, legs, and necks at it. Strange, cause music's so conceptually, I'm the best at it. Let's have it for all of these tech addicts. Any disrespect to family will get your chest at it. Aiming at him and his agony burner blew his brain. And back in these cannons came in caved in cavity caliber connect cap it.
Yo, there it go, red is in my head, it grow, head it foe, let him dead it, yeah, the medic said it so, let it grow, shredded and get no credit, so pathetic though, dread and vetted, seven in heaven's crevice, wedding, head a boat, give her the shivers when I deliver this, hitter than quitter, cause she's on Twitter, shit, and when she compared me to Eminem, I said I'm different, she said how, I said I'm black and I can say nigger, bitch, to him I may be just another bro with a flow, and we'll probably never tour, cause it'll be thousands of juggalos at a show, and I heard fatalities happen on each side, so there's never no let it go, so I get it, I keep what I'm making incredible. All of them scared of a nigga though. Strangulation, this occupation so scandalous. We stop the hating, no chances. When I rock the nation so Danzig, I'm killing all these niggas, Operation Code Kansas. Strange gang playing triggered assassins. Got a bunch of untamed aim trained spitters a-blasting. My insane brain saying give up the rapping and go back to the gangbang thing. Nigga was hiding in Sewu.
For hell, fell in a cell and slept on a bed of nails like nothing I've ever felt. Ghost in a cell was molded with other demons as if I needed some help or a host to preserve the heathen. Got it, my brain is rotted, I swear to God that I'm not it. I'm set to go to the gallows as soon as the rope is knotted. I ain't high, get supplied and the hydra has juiced adrenaline. Came in a cypher clean, still smelling like putrid cinnamon. Cinnamon, in the me get a state, I'm straight at an angle. Stop ripping and quit your bitch and ain't like I'm raping an angel. Said I was magnifique, y'all ain't fucking with it, capiche. Not as safe as you might have thought, with a devil under your feet. They throw a shot and then sit back and wait for some reaction. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. I'm a mummy rapping, so get to clapping or dissing the clan you're hating. Listen, the man is Jason and this is the Strangulation.
Stevie Stone, let's go!
I'm on it, I'm so clever, nobody can tear it, I'm better, I put shit together, America's most elaborate rep, pick your head up, long talking to get you wet up, yeah, I'm ready to kill her, you niggas, the feeling, the thrilling, that'll fill in the million, yell a mill on you niggas, ain't even reach out to climax, rather my feeling on niggas, and back in the back, I'll back, can't Billy, you niggas, get busy on niggas, this ain't no ransom leakage, Stoney in the building, the bitch pull out the cleavage, the snake in the back, you see them prominent features. Strange land, we rain on your region. Meat wagging, I cut my beat tagging, I'm bagging them, bring them clusters of three, got three magnums gagging them out. You pussies are still talking, I'm dragging them out. I'm tapping them out.
They fucked around and signed a backpacker. Smart, rich, handsome, plus he's not a bad rapper. I'm just a little local talent that fucked around and made it big. Underground bully picking on all these famous kids. And the danger is, now I'm doing stranger biz. About to make the world forget about what a major is. Independent powerhouse, running all these towers out. My enemies are all forgotten, wishing I would shout them out. And I don't want to hear a rapper harmonize unless he's thuggish, rugged, lazy, crazy, busy, wish your flesh. Or maybe I'm just hating, cause my black ass can never sing. Fuck that auto-tune, I hope to future's filled with better things, and you a fucking lie if you say you found a better team. It's possible, like trying to fit my dick inside my wedding ring, and all the bread it brings will be distributed improperly. I represent for hip-hop, not some fucking aristocracy.
Recognize, come on!
Wrapped in XLR cables up from my whip to town to my fucking kicks. Record was echoed in Gordon Gecko's, you sucking dick. Nobody be asking me for secrets, I ain't chucking tips. I'd rather be bumping hips on that ratchet with muffin tits. Tore up the limits from Britain, visions would rock the lives. Inside a prison where giddy bitches don't jock the rhyme. Born with precision and rhythm, spitting could swat a fly. For them to just kick a single shilling from Spotify. Bye bye, killers on a high five business. Don't abide by the sickest in your high ride to the hit list. If we ain't spoken ages, then miss me with broken favors. You Miley Cyrus, your major, you twerking on swollen razors. Run now. Don't make me come to dinner, nail your tongue down, and have you plead your case to us in strange land at sundown. Careful of the biz, cause everything has got a price attached. Wake up with a horse head in your bed and next to life is snatched.
Yeah.
Tank full of petrol, bank full of pesos. Pool on my tour bus, bonus on the payroll. Feel like I be killing it, famous on the internet. Really, I'm just winging it, cooking shit on my kitchen. Life's so good right now, I need to celebrate. About to sell a stadium out and turn it into race. Look at how the industry norm has started looking straight. All my brothers riding the storm while they just ride the wave. Caviar wishes, bitches for my bitches. Black shades and hoodies and spots with white linen. Feel like Sam Kinison, preaching to the citizens. Screaming at the space, you ain't ever gonna get rid of us. Guessing I just cleaned my plate, so now I'm getting kicked. Beating down the interstate, yelling, get out the fucking way. We plant flags in the ground because we here to stand. I ran the whole hood out and had my own parade.
Black gold.
Cut,
wrote the verses to murder, dismember, defecate, disassemble the limbs of a nigga who try and separate artistry from nonfiction. I'm sent with a conviction to sit in coupons giving opinions on my addiction. There he goes, speaking about how he murk could be smelling himself. Why else would he flaunt about it so verbally? Dance around me like I was a paraplegic in a do-si-do competition, looking pissed like I never heard a beat. Yada yada, a whole lot of yapping about my rapping when I'm the captain, the crunch of you niggas' milky dreams. I'm the comparison of pop face, staring in your face, mock race. A blade cut, leave you crispy clean. Don't ask tech, ask me if the questions. Guarantee that he tell you that I'm the best, and I'm destined to fight a snake in the bat, helping Kansas City's progression. Hoping I hurt the feelings of whoever second guessed it, cause everybody talking, I'ma make you niggas hear me. Mind control flow now, listen to your ears bleed.
Ubiquitous killer.
Get it sicker than these sicker fans. Keep it dick up in your pants. You were blunted on the block. Me, I had some different plans. I'm trying to get to France. Sniffing grams, hit a branch. Independent powerhouse. Vibing out with the fan. Waking up in different cities every night. Getting grand. Stay prepared for this. I'm bearing witness to the cinnamon. Stripper dance with cinnamon. Clubbing with my gentlemen. Drank away the night's events. Nothing worth remembering. Squatter run up in this bitch. Mobbing like some immigrants. Sacking for your paper sack. Rob you of your innocence. Taping off the scene of crime. Swabbing for my fingerprints. Thought about my life, you thought the same and couldn't think of shit. Ha!
This type of fire don't extinguish. Now write about some bigger shit. You're striking out, swing and miss. Ring around the rosy, homie, pocket full of pain. Keep a lock up on my lane and triple optic in my brain. Look.
My brain is full of thoughts that are darker than Sam Haim, that span across the Great Lakes and vast Midwest plains, spreading coast to coast like a virus you can't contain. Now a global pandemic, panic courtesy of
Brain.
The biggest independent label pop the champagne. We don't need no head nah, homie, you can keep the change. Coming through your speakers, receive us into your blood vein. We the truth like Nostradamus' prophecy quatrain. Snake bat, praise that, part of rap since way back. Since the days of 8-track and 808s and ADAS. Analog cassette deck, steady grinder, what's next? Starving artists. Travantech, cut me that advanced check. Strange outcast, stepchild, call me Damien. Five finger death punch straight to the cranium. Flow so sick, could be enriched with uranium. Extraterrestrial lyrics labeled alien.
The genius, Cali baby.
Hey man, I'ma do this. I'ma do this.
I'm kinda nervous. The purpose of having a cipher is so you can sit here while that listen. Look at me in this position. Now I could've just left you sitting there, but Nina told me pick them apart. You're a victim of ours. K.R.I. took the double crooked look at me, pussy like they took an ugly stick and freaking shook at them.
Okay,
and I don't stay Gucci down to the linens. I let you trick off, see jerk on my dick off and grinning. You can see him, but he's just a pigment. You wanna be him, better get your pigment gone. Try to beat him with deliberate, I get belligerent, and it's the end of the song. And I get a little bit ahead of myself, feel like I'm a melt, and I feel like I'm better than everyone else. I guess I'll be rapping ahead of my wealth. I'm the coldest thing since the Ice Cube. Only thing missing from this beat back in the day was Ice Cube.
Okay.
Yeah, I said I'm the best in a minute, nigga. What? Only niggas that can contest in this rest of nigga.
Okay.
Whatever, nigga.
Humans. They are not cowering wretches we were promised. They stand. They are unruly, and therefore cannot be ruled. To challenge them is to court death.
Buck smash on these bitches, I'm the reason fluid's leaking out. I brought my homies with me, yeah, the goons are creeping now. I got my hands around their necks, I think they sleeping now. There will be no more disrespect to me from here on out. Everybody want what they can't get, where the bees wanna rap but they can't spit. They try to act hard like the bad shit, but they're running like a bitch with a Mac kid. Why do they think that they better than us? Showing respect is just never enough. The motto I follow when choppers me trust, hit them with hollows, put them in the dust.
Bow down, through when they call the king of Babylon. The scarecrow bitches, here comes Abaddon. Yeah, motherfuckers, this is Judgment Day. On your knees to Jesus, non-believers better learn to pray. The anti-antichrist with a monster pumping a taste for blood. You want some good advice, don't bust with a dude who plays in mud. The southern devil with a shovel and a pine box. Burying the competition, this is where you'll find Doc.
Yeah, see, I'll put these niggas in caskets. Anybody in the way better pray that they don't get their back hit. Cause I ain't fucking round, been rocking that fuck you sound, fuck you clown. No, in a minute I kill a nigga and put it down. This ain't a game, we ain't playing, leave them tangled up. I'm running deep with TCH, don't find them mangled up. They ran their mouth, but we got as soon as the flames hit. And I'm a little bit mindless to the violence, I'll leave them brainless.
Like a volley, I'ma serve them, the shoddy's body, the vermin. We remain in sucker free, make these fuckers bleed from their sternums. Releasing what I've turned up by squeezing free from the burner to a busy underground like my only child who was murdered.
Middle finger with a wrist slit,
spinning at a riddle to reflect upon.
They say I'm a misfit,
looking like this from a weapon deception con.
The blasphemous with grievance is psycho Jesus, the underground heathen and only God to believe in.
That lyrical surgery served to be surfing purposely. Verbally murk MCs hurling Hercules words in first degree. Murder versus no perjury. One is producers perfect, beating perfectly the perfect person with perfect precision. Certainly I'm a savage animal with ammo that's from the mandible. I'm Rambo and Hannibal wrapped up in the one. And I go hammer on any amateur caliber rapper and his clone. Liquid assassin attacking, leaving fragments of bone.
I'm gonna fuck it. All the blood up on the floor, a fucking catapult. They call me Bruce because they think I'm really two-faced. Standing in my cave and smoking weed, I think I'm white man. A dark night, doing good, think I'm doing bad. Turn blood for shit, a warlord, man. I'm the crocodile hunter and I play Rocky. Where's my fucking beer, man? Put your fucking arms up.
The pain in me ears are
all I need is just one second. I'm gonna show you why I'm finally being recognized. Whitney's the realest, all these other chicks, they be disguised. I'm here on a mission, back with a vengeance, don't even be surprised. Who's the girl with the flip-flops on? Why won't everybody with a hip-hop song? Came from the bottom, got my tip-top on. I know I'm gonna blow, but it's just not long. Rock on, cause I came to rage. I get hype, you can blame my age. White walls in the booth, I stay insane. That's off, I'm craving brain.
Bang, bang, rhymes just rang out, I threw it. Who the fuck is him? That's how I see his influence. When I insert berserk like I'm stupid, going all dumb. Blast on my tough cock back, I knew it. Cause I'm my worst enemy, I came to do it. Cause you're my worst enemy and simply stupid. Cause I'm my worst enemy. Blast that, that, fighter, fighter. Duck and weave, fighter, fighter. These words like these, sing MCs, niggas please. Like, getting hit with their pretty thoughts, I rose like, please. Ain't no way to get faster, I slow. Zip line in and wipe off the combo. I'm not mad, that host a psycho. Kiss my ass, I'm gon' suck a psycho.
And I rep my team, yeah. Ass click, boy, best you've seen. Bitch. Go so hard, rockin' on the mic, I make the whole motherfucking crowd wet they jeans.
Ow.
So respect my scheme, yeah. Make the haters hate, make the sexy scream. Blow sticks in hands, you shit your pants when you close your eyes and adjust your deans.
Yeah.
They request my green, king of the birds, it's a restless fiend. Say my name, you gon' get some love. Look in the eyes, I got a festive gleam. Stop some steers and I'm blessed to swing.
Yeah.
Detroit boys, we wreck the scene.
Yeah.
They call me Ajax, my breath is stinking. My beats are dirty, but the rest is clean, bitch.
Body bag, I'ma hit him with it like a boxing match. Tell me little buddy, why you got so mad? You're killing it for rhythm, we don't want your trash. Gruesome, that's who I am. What's up with those tracks you buying? They whack as hell, but those rappers fail. Well, I'm back from hell and I'm crack supplying. Johnny Dark, flow it's over when I want your heart. Full composure when I drop your bars. Mold is sober, now I call that art. Snorting cocaine, overdosing, you'll get it soon. Bet your doom at the next full moon in the dead zone. Now I make your head go boom like endo blow, like an exit wound.
They think they call me Selma, I'm the tombstone on your children's graves. It's lyrical stuff, rough enough to be what every one of my followers craves. You're living the sickness, will witness this murder and group suicides taking place. I'm hitting them hard like a brick to the back of their head or a bat to their face. So fuck them all if they with us then they don't exist. We're about to blow up like a backpack of a terrorist. I got me a list of some names everyone does it for an obituary page. Now exit wounds when I blow their heads off with my sword of gauge.
Picture me hefty with a knife in my hand. What's up y'all? Hey, how you doing? One cut, two cut, three cuts in your guts and your blood and your hands and your spewing. With the brave one, I painfully take ya. But a guy, but he ain't gonna save ya. I'm proud to be an oddity. And I come from the bottom of the gutter. Kill beef like moving, shoot stutter. I'm hard, you butter. Put your mouth cause I'm 45 mag, don't stutter. People holding your back with the size of a hook, yeah. Get smoked like a dub set. My blue, my high, but your bullshit, bitch. I'm trying to get my buzz back.
Jason Porter, I only rap to buy drugs. So I hit the club with mixtapes when my stash is dried up. Staring at you with the Waffle House in the middle of the night trying to cop an ounce. Dropping out with a poppin' sound and get the fuck out. I got enough rocks for now. The doctors got me in a backle mode. My golf bits are bigger than Axl Rose. Pissed off with the way that I handle hoes. Pulling up with a Glock and a pair of bows. On a magic carpet with a hair on my hose. Got it all coked up and don't wear any clothes. You blown out like a pipe bomb. Your pussy got more room than an iPod.
Underground's finest. Now tell me what's next to prove. Put your neck in two. Leave your land with a bunch of exit wounds. Team R2, 5-star general plays. I'm calling shots. Y'all are not looking kind of funny. Running from my falling hearts. Falling or not. Still dumping shells on the side of my back truck. You fat fucks taking while I'm collecting fat bucks. Ask around, bet you find out that nothing's fake. I'll show up at your church and rob the fucking collection plate.
Fuck everybody,
fuck
yeah I'm fucking pissed,
yeah.
Pedophile niggas,
uh-huh.
Stay fucking king,
yeah.
Penn State shit,
uh-huh.
You won't fucking live,
nah,
what track you ever crushed,
uh-huh.
I heard your fucking diss, treat you like a bitch, blow you a fucking kick, 9 milli with good aim, I won't fucking miss.
Let's go.
It's Darko, NSD is the slick. Southern Kane is the boss.
Yeah.
My rivals can suck a dick, motherfucker.
Ripping babies, castrating some old ladies.
Yeah.
Illuminati want my body, I am fucking crazy. Put a bullet in your head and make your brain splatter. Grab a fork and a spoon and eat your brain matter. Fuck your bitch in her ass until she starts to shit. Take my dick out her ass to make her suck this shit. And when she vomit, I'ma shove it down her throat. Take her head and DMC in her nose full of coke. Yeah.
As you feel the violent bodies above me, can we do it a little bit softly?
My girls need a lot more room, don't worry, they will not breathe.
Proceed to breathe from a hundred seedery. Supercharged when I need to be.
Feeling like the team spirit of a sad Norwegian queen. There's a difference between you and a queen. You can't even know where to run to.
One blown body, subsonic, composed and honest, methodic. Right.
So demonic, I be the cannibal analyst, ever the animatronic, and I'm sitting on your coffin while I'm drinking gin and tonic.
And I'm higher than the mountain that I haunted.
It's that West Coast Cali killer, my nigga, pull your knives out. And if you're coming to my city, we gon' find out. We gon' blow your mind out.
back. What's going on, ghetto?
What's going on, Mr. DJ? DJ.
Not much. Much. The fuck are we echoing for?
So is your brother here?
He was.
Where the fuck did he go?
They went to the watch Tsunami.
Really?
Yeah.
I hope you drowned in a tsunami.
Tsunami, man, not tsunami.
Whatever.
Yeah, so he'll probably be back tomorrow.
Isn't he just exciting?
Yeah. That's okay. We're running at 12:30 anyway, since I got work tomorrow.
Mr. One full day a week, huh?
Nah, this is tomorrow night. We're doing a full show tomorrow night.
Man, fuck that. We'll take it off tomorrow. We'll take it off Monday. We'll be back Tuesday.
Nah. Full show tomorrow night. Full show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, back next week.
We'll be back next month.
What the fuck? No, we definitely won't be back next month. We'll be back the entire month.
We'll be back next month with some listeners. So until then, we're under construction.
Really? We're under construction?
Yes.
Why the fuck are we under construction?
Because I'm tired of this half a show bullshit, off bullshit, and then one fucking full show. Why don't we just take a whole fucking month off?
That wouldn't work. Be bored out of our fucking minds. Are we kidding?
I'm just saying. I mean, it's just us talking to each other anyway.
Yeah, I blame Angel.
So, you know, those people that always want to be part of mixtapes, always want their music played and shit, but never hear.
Yeah. Nope. I mean, come on, man. I mean, like, what the fuck? Yeah, one chick I was supposed to call like sometime last week, never did.
No, who was that?
Her name's Liz. She's an old listener from back in the day, way before Ghetto G was ever here.
Well, that explains why she's not here.
Yep. She said that she was gonna call. That she was gonna call in. She asked for the number. Never showed up.
Tell her to call in right now.
And she's not even on now. I even sent her a message. Where you at? No response.
She must not have Boost Mobile.
I guess so. Maybe she should message Ice-T for a fucking Boost Mobile phone.
Man, nobody wants a Boost Mobile phone.
Yeah. I had it. It was absolutely horrible. I got rid of it.
It's like a step below Cricket.
Is that even possible?
Yeah.
Here, I thought Virgin Mobile was a step below Cricket.
Alright, well, that's a step below Cricket, and then Boost Mobile would be two steps below Cricket then. Because Cricket's bad, but those two are terrible.
I mean, they used to be good, when you actually do the fucking whole walkie-talkie bullshit.
Well, they no longer longer do that.
Yeah. Now they just sell smartphones. They ain't too smart. I think Ghetto G should watch Nickelodeon tomorrow.
No. I'm gonna watch. I'm gonna watch True Blood tomorrow.
Like I said, you should watch Nickelodeon tomorrow at 6 p.m. and watch Terry the Tomboy. That's my 1 p.m.
Watch what?
Terry the Tomboy.
Harry the Tomboy?
Oh, man, Terry. T. Terry.
What the fuck is that?
It's some fucking show with some chick named Leah Marie Johnson. Like, it's about some chick that plays a fucking tomboy and does really weird things.
Yeah, like, we already saw that movie. She's the Man, Amanda Bynes.
Yeah, but this is a hell of a lot better.
Not doubt it.
Yeah, man, it's like, you get to see chess boxing. You get to see,
Are you trying to sell me this movie? Because it's not working.
She has nice tits.
Really? It's a Nickelodeon movie.
And she's like 17.
That makes it so much better. Not.
Don't worry, but I should be 18 this year.
I'm sorry, I don't like to wait for youngins to, you know, simply turn 18, man. Once they're 18 and over, man, that's fine. I ain't going to sit there and wait for a child. Yeah, are you 18 yet? Really?
Yeah. And before she started doing movie, she was doing YouTube.
She was doing YouTube.
YouTube, not YouTube, motherfucker.
She's doing YouTube. Huh? And what was she doing on YouTube?
I don't know. She had like her own show up on there. I never really actually checked it out.
An internet sensation, like that annoying Fred. This could not be good.
Well, Fred was absolutely horrible. Still is, every day.
This girl's off of YouTube. She's getting a show on Nickelodeon. You know, it's the same thing going on here.
Yeah. Well, she's definitely better than Fred. She doesn't have an annoying voice like Fred.
But don't forget to go out and pick up your 2-pack of John Cena and Scooby-Doo.
No, we don't need John. We do.
Like, I can't even believe WWE is selling that shit. That's the toy they're selling. John Cena and Scooby-Doo, really? Scooby-Doo would obviously win.
Yes, he would. Oh, bud. So there's seriously some fucking Scooby-Doo fucking shit up on there?
No, man. It's at the store. And like Kmart.
Not fucking.
Yeah. It's their action figures, man. It's John Cena with Scooby-Doo.
That sounds absolutely horrible.
You know, I guess it's promoting that DVD they just put out.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, where they're all in the cartoon.
You know what? Now that the Shield no longer exists, maybe I'll buy a Hounds of Justice t-shirt. Just for the hell of it.
Get out.
Well, come on, man. Now they no longer exist.
But Roman Reigns still comes out to that music and whatnot.
Yeah, whereas fucking Dean Ambrose has new music.
Yeah, Dean Ambrose was like, fuck this shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and he just nowadays he just comes out with a fucking wife beater.
Yeah, well, apparently he dressed like Ed wherever he was before here. So now he's back to what he used to wear.
Seth Rollins is dressing in fucking BDSM clothing.
Dominatrix is what you were attempting to say.
Yeah. Hey, Roman Reigns is trying to pass himself off as a fucking short-looking scary security guard.
Yeah, now he just looks retarded.
Well, he always looks retarded.
Because that was part of a team thing, and now the team is no longer there, so maybe you should wear something else.
Yeah, right. And no, we don't mean believe in Roman Reigns t-shirts. We don't need
God,
that.
No. That's the last thing we need.
There you go, Ghetto Ben. You can get yourself a pair of the Wyatt Family Follow the Buzzards Wayfair sunglasses.
Man, I saw that. I don't want no fucking sunglasses. Even Paige has a pair of those.
Yeah, hers are probably better.
They say think again on it.
Yep, definitely better than the fucking Shields and all that. Or just better than the fucking Wyatt.
Like, fuck your WWE, just because it's summertime don't mean we want to buy your shitty-ass sunglasses.
Oh, bud.
Like, for real, it's just a pair of shitty-ass, like, sunglasses they probably got at the dollar store and they slapped a saying on them and now they're selling them.
It's possible. But I just think it's funny how the only thing for the fucking dactyls that they have is a fucking signed picture.
Yeah. Which is $20 or something.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, you can always buy their action figures that are very dark.
Man, I'd probably end up losing them.
Like those ones and the R-Truth one, man, they're dark as fuck.
But so is the Mark Henry one. That one's dark as fuck too.
Well, that's not so bad though.
It's funny, cause if you go to WWE.com, they don't even have the action figures for the Divas.
The fucking Dactyls ain't on there no more?
Nope.
Oh.
Just Christian, John Cena, Justin Gabriel, Big E, Road Dogg, Big Show and Mark Henry, Dolph Ziggler, Sheamus, a gay-looking Randy Orton.
Jack they got all the people on there nobody wants.
Yeah. They even have a Triple H and Curtis Axel fucking pack.
Yeah, but you could find that anywhere.
Oh, they even have a Ric Flair one for $50.
Yeah, $50 for a fucking toy. That's ridiculous.
You got it out their fucking mind? I mean, for fuck's sake, Dolph Ziggler's cheaper than that.
Excuse me, WWE, don't you remember when you used to sell your toys for $5?
No.
See, growing up and, being in the wrestling, that was a fucking deal right there, man. That's why you have so many action figures and shit.
Yeah. Well, now they don't do that no more.
Yeah, now kids gotta spend fucking $50 on like one. Like, don't break it. Don't break it, honey. Bites its fucking head off.
I mean, come on, for fuck's sake, they even saw a fucking bear up on there now. What the fuck are they thinking?
A bear?
Yeah, but if you go out to the fucking Bleacher Creatures, they got a WrestleMania 30-plus bear for like...
Man, the whole fucking clearance section is WrestleMania 30 shit that nobody wants.
This is so true.
Like, seriously, man, we weren't there. Why would we want a t-shirt that says I was there?
Yeah, right?
I could just pretend I was there. Or buy this light for $25. What the fuck? Put something good on it.
What are you buying a lake for?
Not.
Why are you buying a lake for $20?
I just said I'm not, nigga, damn.
Yeah, the Wyatt family shirts have gone downhill.
Man, they don't even make any new ones. They got the same ones still there.
Yeah. Family of freaks.
Yeah, I don't even like that shirt.
I mean, what the fuck?
And the other one just says, follow the buzzards. Follow the buzzards. Really? You couldn't put something else there?
Yeah, Sister Abigail's Family of Freaks and Other Oddities. Really? Oddities? Man, now you're stealing shit from fucking actual oddities. Motherfuckers.
Yeah, they need to make better shirts for them.
Yeah.
Shit for all the superstars, I bet.
Yeah. like fucking Cesaro, King of Swing.
Yeah, and they stole the King of the Ring.
And Chris Jericho, the fuck, man, he don't even wrestle no more.
Chris Jericho.
Get rid of his fucking shirt. There's his DVD that nobody wants.
Yeah, there's practically nothing on there I want.
Come on, man, that not even Big E's fucking shirt.
I mean, yeah, why wouldn't I want a shirt that said Big E on it?
Head on the back of Big Ending.
Is this seriously what it says on the back?
Yes. Yeah, man, the front side is just Big E, and on the back is Big Ending.
Man, it's almost as bad as Lashley's shirt.
And what's even worse is the fact on the back of it, right above Big E, is a fucking lion with a damn E in it.
Yeah, it's a terrible shirt.
And that's where Batista. Batista doesn't even have any shirts of his own, except for two. Well, three.
Now he's not going to have any. He's gone.
Yeah, everything else is all evolution.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, but for fuck's sake, this woman from Batista says, the animal hunts alone.
Okay.
It says, the wicked become the prey. Trademark. The animal hunts alone. The hunger drives. The hunger drives. Well, shit. He said I left it with the car then.
Really?
And for fuck's sake,
it's on TV.
Yes. And for fuck's sake, this is an absolutely horrible fucking shirt for fucking Daniel Bryan. Hashtag goatface.
Yeah, why is there hashtags on t-shirts?
I don't know.
There we go. We can make a t-shirt that says hashtag Juggalo Rad Radio.
No, we don't need hashtags for Juggalo Rad Radio.
There you go, man.
Consider the fact we don't even use Twitter.
Do you even JRR, bro?
Really? No. Hell no.
Oh, man.
Oh, look. The Rock has his own stupid little fucking pop. The vinyl figure. Let's see, Big Show. What the fuck you got? Probably nothing. Probably has a shirt that says World's Largest Athlete. WWE's Biggest Crying Baby. Gets injured a hell of a lot.
Yeah, I saw Rey Mysterio's mask. I was like, if I put this on, I'd probably get injured.
It's true. You probably would. And all you gotta do is just walk 5 feet from your bed and you get injured. Put it on, go to sleep, you wake up injured.
The curse of the Mexican.
Man, he's fucking the arm sleeves are stupid too. That he has.
Yeah. A lot of shit on there is pretty fucking stupid.
Man, it's all like different. It's all different colors, and all it says is 619.
Do they still got, like, the Sin Cara pants on?
What, the Sin Cara mask?
No, the pants.
No, just the mask.
Man, you can buy that mask at Kmart, man.
Yeah, put it on, you get injured too.
Yeah, put it on. Wait, speaking of Sin Cara, they got a show coming on some channel or something. It's called Botch. It's about like plastic surgeries or some shit like it.
What the fuck do we need something like that for?
I'm just saying the title was funny because it's Botch. And you think of Sin Cara every time.
Yes. Yeah, you do. There you go, Ghetto. You can get a gold dust mask. And then lose every single tag team match with different partners.
No, man, because then that creepy motherfucker Stardust will show up.
Man, he probably will.
Coming out fucking smelling the lights.
Why the fuck is he smelling the lights for?
Ain't that what he did when he came out, man? He like went up to the lights and shit and just like smelling them or something.
Maybe he was curious about what the lights smell like.
And then he turned around, you know, with his hands in front of his face and shit.
Yeah.
Then he revealed his creepiness. Why so scary?
Oh, man.
It's safe to say I've never liked anything Cody Rhodes has done.
Now we know why. Because he's fucking retarded.
Like, his original shit sucked. Then he grew a damn mustache, and he was dashing Cody Rhodes. Well, dashing Cody Rhodes, he sucked. And he grew that stupid mustache. He sucked. And now he's just a creepy motherfucker.
And still sucks.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand. Cody Rhodes, I know it's still you, man.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right. Why don't we have you face Willow?
Creepy motherfucker versus creepy motherfucker.
But we're not allowed. Oh, wait, no, we are allowed to know that's Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, because they keep mentioning it all the time on TNA.
There you go. That matchup's going to happen. Willow versus Stardust.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll both get injured. Maybe when I get paid Friday, I'll buy this shirt.
The winner gets to pick what brand they want to be on.
What the fuck?
And which shirt is that?
Sheamus. Fella.
Seriously.
You know what? I'm part Irish, so I'm about to go with something that, you know, that represents the Irish side of me.
You just want it because it says fella.
Well, it was a tough loss, too, as well.
Hello?
We're here. Well, I'm here anyways.
We're here. Who's here? Is anybody out there?
Man, that's something that fucking Bray Wyatt should come out to. This is anybody out there? We're here.
Well, actually, it's, how's it really go? Is anybody in there?
But you know what? Because you mentioned Stardust, we gotta play this song.
Hey, everybody, now, give me a call, man. Or leave me a message, tell me what the fuck's going on. Alright, peace.
Oh my god, man, I just had a fucking dream about this shit called Stardust, dog. Me and you are gonna change the world. We are gonna be the new Ron Popeil. Infomercials on every channel. I'm telling you, this shit is humongous. And, did LaBelle call you talking about he needs a place to stay?
Something
about, man, I think he said he gonna kill mom.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen, have a seat. I'm about to show you a product everyone is sure to need. This product I have right here is small and light and weight and can be concealed in any handbag or briefcase.
Stardust.
We're not sure just what it does, but the response has been overwhelming from clients that tell us
if it wasn't for this here product and so on.
Man, there's so many letters and they go on and on. It's a miracle in a bottle and it sells itself. If you got problems in life, this here product can help. This opportunity is golden. I'm holding in my hand the key to a brand new life for those who have a shilling or two and be compelled by the product and intrigued about what it can do for you. Honest, it's the last case I got, and when they're gone, they're gone. Take a chance with Stardust, it'll fix whatever's wrong.
Nothing can be better than this. It only costs what you're spending on it. It's absolutely not a hustle or fraud. You're either buying or you're moving along. Nothing can be better than this. It only costs what you're spending on it. It's absolutely not a hustle or fraud. You're either buying or you're moving along.
What's this you ask? I can't say, cause what I'm selling here today affects each in a different way. And I'd be glad to give you a little sample, but the dabble is an ample. And plus, if people see that I can grab hold of my ham and walk with me. Don't go hide in the back and try to talk to me. I can see them start to well up in your eyes like raindrops falling from the sky. Give it a try. And how about you? Ain't you sick of being picked on for nothing? Well, I'ma tell you what to do. Ain't you sick of being pushed, hit, kicked, and even spit on? We'll get you some of this and then tell them haters to get on. Now I've been living off the stuff that we've been selling for some time. Now but look at me, I'm finer than a lion now. I didn't come to pull a wool over your eyes, but if you're looking for a change in it, finally arrived.
Nothing can be better than this. It only costs what you're spending on it. It's absolutely not a hustle or fraud. You're either buying or you're moving along. Nothing can be better than this. It only costs what you're spending on it. It's absolutely not a hustle or fraud. You're either buying or you're moving along.
How much does we
embark on the tale of a salesman slash hustler. Cause if you got money, you're a potential customer. Have you ever seen something unbelievable in your life? Probably not, but people are ready to buy anything from anybody any time at all. Snake oils, wristwatch, stardust, he got it all. And it's all half off and everything has to go. It's a limited time offer cause funds are running real low.
Before you wake up, we're already gone. On our way, another town, another story evolves. And it's been done for so long that I don't even feel wrong. It's second nature, it's easy, it's just walking along. I never tie myself down, anything I couldn't leave in less than 20 seconds. And believe, I won't forget it, I'm a hustler. You can trace it in my bloodlines. Asking for the name of the greatest, I bet they say mine.
Nothing can be better than this. It only costs what you're spending on this. It's absolutely not a hustle or fraud.
I decided to change the show back to 2 hours instead of doing a fucking hour and a half.
What?
In other words, we're doing a full show tonight.
Why? Nobody's fucking here.
Well, we need to get motherfuckers tuned in.
Well, go tell that big titty bitch to turn in. Tune in.
But she's not even online. And the only way she tunes in is when she's with fucking Buzzkill.
Like, do they live together?
Apparently.
Oh.
And Buzzkill's not even online, so...
Well, there's nobody else to tell to call in.
Yeah. I'd say we get Angel Toxic Fox, but, yeah, no.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Her and her stupid fucking pictures of fucking having tiger eyes and a fucking fucked up eye.
Oh, fuck. What the hell is she, an animorphs?
Is it both? Cause she's got some stupid picture of her like eyes morphing into a fucking wolf to a tiger. Then you go to one of her pictures and one eye's going one way, another eye's going another way.
What is she, cockeyed?
I think so.
I'm keeping an eye on you.
By the way, I let Angel know we're doing a full show. He goes, now you tell me.
That's why he left.
Yep.
He was like, I had to sneak out. Nobody would even know.
Damn it, Trick Rabbit. Fuck you and your birthday.
The hell?
Oh, no, man. Some controversy came up, and on the box of Trick 3, they got a fucking postcard thing that says, happy birthday, Trick Rabbit.
Alright then.
And they have an address we can send it to. Silly Rabbit, 3rd Bunny Hole, P.O. Box 2520, Grand Rapids, Minnesota, Michigan.
Yeah. And what are we sending? What are we sending this fake address?
Some kind of fucking postcard that's on the back. The wish fucking that stupid rabbit a fucking happy birthday.
Like, wouldn't that make your cereal fall out?
Apparently, yes.
Cutting the back of the box off and shit.
Yeah, probably. What's going on there, demon?
Not much, just got done eating and watching Konami.
Of course you did. Beans and rice.
It's Havoc's brother from another mother.
Yeah,
actually,
a completely different mother.
I had yellow rice and beans and chicken. Baked chicken.
Man, I had better food than that. I had fucking empanada, rice, with beef
empanadillas.
God damn it, motherfucker. In here, we speak English, so empanada.
He said
okay.
He had some rice and he had just a dash of blood on top. Did you see that?
That was ketchup.
What the fuck you know is ketchup, really?
Man, it's blood, man. It's human blood on there.
Yeah. I decided to turn myself into a vampire.
Yeah, I'm fatal.
He accidentally cut himself, so he was just like, oh, what the hell, season it.
Exactly. And I had something called a cochina. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that shit right.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's some kind of like Brazilian food.
How many different foods did you eat today? What the fuck? He went global today.
Exactly.
Don't even. Speaking of global, if this is wrestling related, how do you think Jeff what is doing is with his roster at the moment?
The fuck did he say?
You know, Jeff Jarrett is making his own wrestling promotion. How do you think about that roster he's making?
Who the hell's on it?
I know they're signing vets. She and Booker T's helping. Booker T, Crime Time, people for TNA, even.
Oh, yes. Crime Time sucks.
Booker T.
Booker T. Booker T's helping them out.
That's weird. Because he's all over WWE.
Yeah, right.
And what else? He's signing New Japan. He's having people. It's going to be all international. And the international roster.
Maybe that's where Kalisto's going, huh?
Yeah, maybe.
After he's done with NXT.
International roster supposed to be New Japan up in there. Supposed to be some ROH people. Yeah, people like that. Even Sincara's supposed to be in there.
Oh, he's gonna get injured.
Nobody wants Sincara.
Hell no. Apparently Mick Foley's gonna be there. More than likely, he's not gonna be right.
What else? What else? Ever since, even he made a post about the money dropping on WWE. Jared did. He made a picture when he lost all that cash.
Yeah, he's gonna fail miserably.
But on another note, how do you all feel about the information they gave us about the box set for the first 6 Joker's cards?
Ain't gonna happen.
It is gonna happen.
Man, it was supposed to happen last year. Never did.
It's gonna come with some tarot cards.
Really freaking serious about that.
It's gonna come with an extra EP. It's gonna come with an unheard track.
When the fuck is this supposed to be dropping? December?
I don't fucking know. Although, they now do have the Dark Lotus album up for pre-orders.
Holy shit.
It drops next month on the 29th.
Do I really want to pre-order it?
You can order the CD, or you can order the CD in a t-shirt, or you can order the CD in a hat, or you can order the CD, a jersey, a shirt, and a hat.
Vintage ghetto.
Damn it, Michael Cole, no.
Well, guess what they're supposed to do? They're supposed to be doing the same old shit. Guess who might be getting a title? The Paperboy.
What about the Paperboy?
Apparently the Paperboy is getting a fucking title shot.
He's going to get the titles back, the Paperboy, if no one's talking about.
Who the hell is the Paperboy?
What the paper, like, what the fuck is he with? Just he sure that ain't with WWE or TNA.
Who is the Paperboy?
I have no idea.
Sheesh.
WWE? What? Who the hell is this guy?
You already know him.
Who
you
is
can't
he?
See me.
Who?
Cena, the Paperboy. I call him the Paperboy.
I don't know what he's saying. One more time.
Tell me John Cena. We already know this, motherfucker. It's called Money in the Bank. It happened this
month.
I know.
Why do you call him the paper boy?
He's made out of paper, baby. Boy, he delivers fucking newspapers.
I was so fucking lost. Paperboy, man, it brings me back to, like, Sega.
Damn it, why is it the only shirt on fucking WWE.com that's actually good looking is Wade Barrett?
I disagree.
So, Havoc, is it really you're making your own t-shirts?
I'm gonna try. I'm going to make one as a tester, and it works out, because fucking Spencer's shirt is like $24.99 per shirt.
Well, how much is the shipping on that, too?
Like $5.99.
Damn.
I definitely will buy one if they have the money's table, man.
Do you know any artist, Angel?
No,
artist, I know AJ Jordan, but not personally. I know AJ Jordan.
Oh, we
got a music artist, motherfucker.
As in somebody that could draw.
Who I know.
Or well with Photoshop.
One person that comes to mind is a Primus.
AKA Hybrid. Or Hybrid.
That guy would just scream the whole time. No.
That guy would just scream the entire time. Why the fuck is he gonna be screaming at the shirt for? Or like while drawing, whatever.
I don't know. Maybe he's part Sindel. I don't know.
Here we go, ghetto. You can get a Hornswoggle finger ring.
No.
A finger ring? Wow. What are you? What the fuck?
Man, that's what WWE calls it. They call it a finger ring.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know what I can't just call it a ring for.
So I might get the blow pop then.
Get
so
Gil,
how do you feel about
get
Paul? How do you feel about Paul Heyman having his own DVD?
Wait, what?
How do you feel about Paul Heyman having his own DVD?
That's
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Down with the body, fella.
It's called, ladies
care.
And gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman.
I saw it. Yeah, I will not be watching that or buying that or anyway.
Hell nah.
Man, because, like, I guarantee you, like, all this shit's on there is, like, all of his career, but then, like, they're going to have the fucking Undertaker shit on there. I guarantee it.
Wait, the first time he beat the Undertaker before he beat the Strink.
What?
And the first time he faced the Undertaker before he defeated the Strink, and the first time.
Well, yep, that too.
But of course, the Dudley Boys are going to be there. Hyder Rise is going to be in there.
I don't know, it's probably just a whole DVD of talking.
You know, I think Bo needs to leave. Bo, leave!
Yeah.
The fuck out of WWE.
That shirt's awesome.
I know, but
yeah.
Hey, but I gotta give him that. He's good on the mic, though. Don't
what? Did you just say he's good on the mic?
I think so.
Angel.
Hey, look at Dean Ambrose.
Angel,
he's good on the mic.
You can be good on the mic, too. You just gotta believe.
Oh.
Well, yeah, almost something nightmares are made out of.
Did you say he's something nightmares are made out of?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good.
Well, he really is. He's a creepy motherfucker.
Yeah, just like my former coworker who's down in jail. The downtown groper.
No, I think Bo Dallas is worse.
It's possible. It's definitely possible.
I mean, did you see that whole creepy section they had on SmackDown? Like, the whole section was pictures of him?
Yeah. I don't go looking for his fucking pictures because I'm very disturbed by
him. It was all right there in the front row, man, during that match. Fucking scared.
Man, he just needs to go away. Wait, no. He needs to bow away.
Bow? That's bullshit.
This is getting just as bad as JBL and Michael Cole.
What you talking about? What's up with that?
I want to stab JBL. He's 8-0. 8-0. Motherfucker, no.
Michael Cole says that a lot now, too.
Yeah.
That's Vince Cole. What do you expect?
Who came up with this damn gimmick? I fucking hate it.
Probably Triple H.
No,
yeah, man,
Vinnie
Triple
Mac.
H, this is not best for business.
I'm thinking Vinnie Mac.
Man, Vinnie
Mac
too damn old and decrepit. Even think about anything.
Well, I mean, his best ideas are that and the shave the midget. Like,
poor shave the little buster.
That's not saying too much about Vince McMahon.
Hell nah. Like I said, he's too old and decrepit to even start thinking about shit.
I mean, for fuck's sake, for weeks they had a midget in a bull suit beating up the big-ass people.
Yeah.
Like, what is that shit?
And then 3MB died. Along with Torito.
But yet the Matador is still around.
Yeah.
Well,
fake ass.
Well, now who are they going to fight now that 3MB's gone?
The Usos?
Yeah, right, dude. The Usos would kill them, man.
Here's what they should do. They should just bring back the New Age Outlaws and have them fight the New Age Outlaws.
No, the New Age Outlaws are old now.
What do they have him fight somebody?
Billy Gunn will fucking die if he wrestles every night. That dude can't ever catch his breath.
Oh, yeah, I know. I remember that one night. No, I remember.
He was out of breath just walking out of the ring, you know? Like, what the
hell? Yeah, I remember that.
No. He was just out of breath coming back and coming from behind the fucking Titantron.
And you want him to wrestle. Like, continuously. I'm afraid
I got
some bad moves.
El Torito versus Michael Cole.
Michael Cole.
They should bring back Boogeyman, though.
Yeah, the mini Boogeyman.
Bring both Boogeyman.
Yeah.
Did you know he was voted number one as the, what was that, the creepiest gimmick or some shit?
Yeah.
Well, look what happened with Jillian Hall.
Oh, God, man, her singing was terrible.
No, well, look what happened to her face.
What happened to her face?
Boogeyman ate that damn thing off her face.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I don't know if I still remember that shit.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
You know what WWE needs to do? They need to have Brock Lesnar versus Michael Cole at WrestleMania.
Streak versus streak. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly, bud. I mean, considering that Cole and Cole keeps talking about how he's, you know, undefeated at WrestleMania against fucking at WrestleMania because he beat Jerry King Lawler. There you go. Brock Lesnar could beat his streak and kill him at the same time.
So who's going to be in this?
I'm afraid I only, quote unquote, from Eric Bischoff. I'm afraid you only got 3 minutes.
So who else is going to be in this Money in the Bank match? Dean Ambrose.
Man, probably.
There's not very many people left.
And Christian will probably come back to be part of it.
No, don't say that.
I bet you.
No.
He might.
That's the last thing we need.
Hey, look what's going on. Sure, they're bringing back the Hardys in TNA.
Yeah, see?
That's a horrible fucking mistake.
Yeah.
Between Matt Hardy with... Yeah.
He'll no longer be under his umbrella. Ella.
Really, motherfuckers, you had to quote some fucking Rihanna?
Why does he have an
under
umbrella?
Under my umbrella.
Why does he have an umbrella? He's not the fucking Penguin. There you go, the Penguin versus the Joker. Dana Ambrose versus Willow.
Yeah, Creepy Bastard versus Creepy Bastard.
There you go, triple threat match. Throw Stardust in there, too. There you go.
I don't speak it on my ass. All of a sudden, what if Jerry Stein collabs with JCW? Oh, that's something I like to say.
Collabs? Is that a name?
I mean, like, he's doing New Japan Pro Wrestling. You know how, yeah.
Who the fuck are the Unos?
What? The Unos?
The Unos?
Draw four.
That's something I like to see. Jeff Jarrett and ICP work together.
No, we don't need that.
In a business relationship, though.
Didn't that already happen? Like, weren't they working together in, like, WWF?
I mean, come on, let's face it.
Two organizations working together.
I mean, come on, let's face it. Jeff Jarrett couldn't even fucking keep fucking TNA afloat, so he stole it off the fucking Dixie Carter.
He's still What I found out today, he still owns TNA.
Well, that sucks for him.
Yeah, because they ain't making no money.
Yeah, they're only making money whenever they offer free shipping.
Exactly.
or free pay-per-views on TV.
Well, even then, I don't even care.
Yeah, no.
I mean, they're really falling behind WWE, though.
Yeah, but like, still, look how much they released it, and look how much money they're losing.
Really?
Like WWE got the whole fucking network thing going. They got video games going and shit.
Fucking TNA made a goddamn shirt for fucking Earl Hebner.
Oh, yeah? What's that say?
Damn right, I did. And on the back, it says Hebner.
I'm afraid
I got some bad news.
Yeah. You're fired.
And he shows back up at WWE.
Again. Why are they always picking on the referees?
Yeah, right.
Don't even get me started. Even a referee got released. He didn't got no love.
Man, they still have Matt Morgan shirts. What the fuck?
Yeah.
He's been gone.
Where the hell that guy's been gone for fucking ever.
Yeah, man, I think he got fired or some shit. Matt Morgan, you are a disgrace to Connecticut.
Damn.
No.
Why is that?
Because, man. Let's see, he couldn't make it in TNA, he couldn't make it in WWE. I mean, seriously. He tried to plug in WWE once, then TNA again for a second time. I mean, for fuck's sake, dude fucking tried TNA twice and he failed miserably.
I don't know.
I mean, come on. He lost to fucking Magnus. For fuck's sake.
Magnus, that guy sucks.
I mean, god damn it. You're from fucking Connecticut and you're an embarrassment, motherfucker.
Damn, Christy Hampton looking good.
Just now noticed this.
I'm looking at
hardcore as he was a wrestler. And why are they still selling fucking Rampage Jackson shit?
I don't know. All their shit's on there is whack. Except for the Knockouts.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the Wolves have a pretty dope fucking shirt.
I mean, they're pretty good wrestlers and whatnot, but, like, I still don't care, though.
Yeah, they got one shirt from fucking Rampage. And it says, Street Soldier.
That guy, though.
$151 room, Panama juice, and Manhattan when I won't knock on them.
Yeah, that's just for you kids out there, just in case you didn't know the lyrics to Caribou by Tech N9ne. Or, or How to Make It. Age
oh,
will
yeah.
Got you covered. He got
yeah.
A picture for everything.
Exactly.
Hey, it was the perfect fit for type of food, though.
Bro, Taco Bull.
Taco
Bull?
What the fuck is that?
The fuck?
Taco Bull? Taco Bull.
But I didn't have no Taco
it's
Bell
mobile. It's the bull that had the taco.
Something about a taco.
Yeah.
He said Taco Bowl. Is it something?
Yeah, because
taco.
He said Taco Bowl, motherfucker.
How did I say Taco Bowl?
I thought he said Taco Boo.
See? We both thought he said something different.
Like boo.
Why in the hell does this dude have a freaking cow head on top of his head?
Why does he got a cow head? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm talking about like a hat. And this is a... What the hell? And this is... I'm not gonna... Wow. Are you fucking serious? And this is a freaking... Wow.
Was that him? Was that him dropping a selfie?
Man, I don't know.
Make it sense. No, it's Unspoken Sun. It's one of my other pages.
That's how we can get JRR people to pay attention, by dropping selfies.
Vintage selfies. That's going to be a... No. It's all silent.
Yeah. Let's do John the Cookie Monster. That's gonna be retarded. Comment your lower kettle.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Comment your lower kettle. If the fuck?
Lower kettle.
Yeah.
Like kettle corn.
I'm guessing.
Why does he want to be called Kettle?
I don't know. I think he's trying to say let, and he says Kettle.
How do you fuck at him?
I have no idea.
Goddamn letters.
Yeah. By the way, Ghetto, 3 hours ago, drop a selfie below.
Make it stop. Make it stop. It's worse than fucking all them people who post half naked photos.
Okay,
do you guys still get the viruses from our
internet? I got no virus, man. What the hell, nigga?
Oh, well, he got viruses.
But we don't got no viruses.
No,
what do you mean? But is it 1 o'clock?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, of course you're gonna end it, you piece of shit.
We'll be back tomorrow night.
Goodbye.
Okay. Adios.